This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
The El Paso mayor walked out of a press conference. He was starting to get a little heat on people saying, what's going on with this border crisis? Well, if you don't know what's going on with the border crisis, let me let you hear this little clip from CNN, and they can shed just a bit of light about what these border towns are going through. And as you hear this border crisis clip, I want you to understand how badly New York has, oh my gosh, they brought in hundreds of migrants and Martha's Vineyard who got, what, a busload? But look at what happens every single day in Texas and Arizona and New Mexico, even so much that Gavin Newsom is going, whoa, wait a minute, we're not going to have any money for this. Well, you know what? Californicate, nobody cares. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Here's a clip that'll put some context around this illegal border crisis that completely ignores the people who have spent their time and done it the right way. And it's typical for leftists, if you do something the right way, you get punished. And if you do it the wrong way, you get fast-tracked.
The growing crisis at the border and the Texas governor's warning about what could come next. They are arriving in record-breaking numbers. 2 million this year. Masses of migrants, families, children clinging to their mothers, forging rivers with little but the clothes on their backs. Roughly 2,500 migrants have crossed into El Paso every day this week, pushing the state to the brink. And that's before Title 42 is set to expire, when the Department of Homeland Security predicts the numbers along the southern border will swell to 18,000 a day.
Looks like some migrants right there. Some people walk in single file. The vehicle they're going to is a Border Patrol vehicle.
We joined Governor Greg Abbott of Texas as he surveyed the border this week, one of the Republican governors fighting to keep Title 42 in place, that Trump policy implemented at the start of the COVID-19 pandemic, which allows the U.S. government to immediately expel most migrants as a public health risk. Since March of 2020, it's been used nearly 2.5 million times.
What do you think happens next week when Title 42 comes to an end?
If the courts do not intervene and put a halt to the removal of Title 42, it's going to be total chaos.
But how do you keep that in place? That is about COVID. That is about public health risk.
Whether it's COVID or some other issue, when you have people coming across the globe without knowing at all what their health status is, that almost by definition is a public health risk. There's every reason to keep that in place.
You're talking about the flu. You're talking about RSV. In fact, you've seen that people coming across, they were saying maybe one person a day with COVID. So how does a judge look at that and go, oh, it's still a public health risk?
But some do come across with COVID, and no one knows exactly who comes across with COVID. These people are not tested when they come across the border. And so who knows how many people have COVID? Who knows what other type of disease they may have? The answer is nobody knows, because nobody is testing them.
Critics call that hypocrisy.
They have been fighting to end COVID restrictions everywhere since the beginning, and now all of a sudden they want a public health restriction solely when it comes to asylum seekers. I think the real game here is that they're trying to close the border.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. Why do we need Title 42 anyway? Why do we need any additional protections that says if you cross our border illegally, we're going to send you back home? Explain to me why we need Title 42, please, as if I was a 3-year-old. This is ridiculous.
Title 42 is the only reason why we... Oh, by the way, that means it's going to swell from 2,500 a day to 18,000 a day. In other words, the size of the town that I grew up in, population roughly 6,000, there will be three times the number of people who were in my town coming into America through one of our border states every single day. And yet, who's the ones complaining? Oh, Eric, what's his face out of New York? Eric Adams, oh my gosh, we might get hundreds of he's complaining. I'm going to get to that in just a bit. This is infuriating. Leftists, they create the problems that they supposedly try to solve, but are they solving this problem? You tell me. Because last time I checked, all these people, all they're doing is they're saying, bring them in, give them licenses, let them vote. And what do you think these people are going to do? It takes a while for you to get here to appreciate this country and then say, you know what? I'm not just going to let anybody come over. I don't know how you feel, but I'm sick of this. Lots of warnings, folks, about this invasion. If you think adding 2 million plus, I think they said we did 3 million people last year. You better level set with yourself what's really going on. This is a big deal. And if you think it's bad now, wait until they continue another 2 years of this Biden administration nonsense. And what kind of fight do you think you're in? You're not in a sissy fight. Oh, you're fighting sissies, but they cheat. They've hired thugs. So, yeah, you're fighting sissies, but they've got some people fighting for them. You want to know who's fighting for them? The FBI, the CIA, the NSA, the media, all these people, social media. Look, folks, if we just went at it mano a mano against these little sissies, these little snowflakes, we'd be fine. But we're not just fighting them. We're fighting a government that we fund. We fund this nonsense. I mean, I don't know how you feel about it. It would be like paying somebody to burn down your house with you in it. I mean, I'm not suicidal. Maybe some of you are, but I'm not. I want this country the way I grew up in it. And you know what? I'm okay with change. Folks, America has evolved in every way. We have nothing to be ashamed of, nothing to apologize for. It's time that these leftists grow up, stop blaming us for everything, and get on with a program to represent the best country in the world. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Democrats love chaos. They love creating chaos. They love that we are in the midst of chaos on multiple fronts. We don't even know which way to look, right? The chaos of stolen elections, the chaos of Joe Biden and his son and his family essentially selling America down the river, the chaos of illegal immigration, the chaos of crime, the chaos of inflation, the chaos of COVID and other medicines that are the vaccinations killing people, chaos all over the place. These guys are fiddling as Rome burns, as they say. We're talking about right now the chaos of the border. That the countries, the states that don't border don't really seem to have a whole lot of problem until the problem starts to get to them, when they start getting these influxes. And right now, you want to know who bears the brunt of these influxes? Texas, Arizona, California, And as I mentioned earlier, so much so that even Gavin Newsom is starting to say, hey, look, we got to figure this out, man. I'm going to have to freaking learn some Spanish if this keeps up. So we got Gavin Newsom. He's scared to death. We got New Mexico. And then it starts to spread out. Florida, Ron DeSantis is addressing it. When are the states going to invoke their rights? Joe Biden has watched this problem metastasize, and he's done nothing. He still hasn't even visited the border. Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. So what? We have an invasion of illegals. So what? Who cares? It's been going on since forever. Oh, we've got 11 million illegals. Oh, we've got 22 million illegals. Oh, we've got 31 million illegals. I don't know how many we have, because nobody's really looking at getting the number. I know this. I can make you a bet. Many of those illegals have voted. It was probably a condition of them getting here. Vote and vote Democrat. So now they say we're going to surge from 2,500 illegals per day, which runs to roughly 915,000 illegals per year, to as many as 18,000 if they remove Title 42. And Title 42 essentially says, if you come across our border and we don't know anything about you, particularly whether you are communicable with a disease, then you're in violation because, you know, we don't even have to give you humanitarian aid based on that. We don't know what you're bringing in. You are a public health risk. Now, add to that the idea that you're probably a criminal, or you are associated with some form of criminality because you're already a criminal having come in. But you may even be a worse criminal. You could be a human trafficker. You could be a drug dealer. You could be a gangbanger. Or you could be a terrorist. We don't know. We know nothing about you. Watch the shows where they come in through legal ports of entry and look at all that we learn and ask ourselves, why are we having this meaningless debate? Should we keep Title 42 as a matter of public health? Of course you should. Nobody should be coming in at our border, across our borders illegally. Try it in North Korea. Try it in China. They don't get away with it very often. The North Koreans will get into China, but think about what happens. I'd rather face justice in China than I would in North Korea. That should tell you all you need to know. That's all you had to say, Negro. 6.5 million potential people entering this country every year if 18,000 start coming in daily. You want to know what 6.5 million people is? It would rank as the 18th largest state in 1 year. It would surpass Maryland, the current number 18. It has 6.2 million people, roughly. Just under Indiana, that has 6.8 million people. Just under Tennessee, number 16, that has 6.9 million people. This would be our 18th largest state in less than a year. A state that pays no taxes, a state that has its children in school paying no taxes. It is essentially living rent-free in America. A state whose people have no responsibilities, who are probably, I mean, I'm just telling you what's happening. These people are not being held accountable. They're being released from jail because these lax district attorneys and AGs don't want to prosecute them because they're afraid of what the repercussions would be, what the new narrative would be. See, because the old narrative is that these people are either cost neutral or cost positive, that they commit no more crimes than any other American, which is a lie by default because they've already committed the crime of coming over here. But on top of that, I can prove to you with empirical data that they are more likely to commit crimes. And it's a matter of total economics. If you don't have anything and you want something, you're more likely to commit a crime. Can't argue with me about that. This influx of illegals that could potentially come in days, 18,000 per day would be bigger than Missouri, Wisconsin, Colorado, Minnesota, South Carolina, Alabama, Louisiana, Kentucky, Oregon, Oklahoma, Connecticut, to name a few. There were many more underneath that. You want to get this? 30 more states I could name that have fewer people than what we are bringing in an influx. You want to continue at 2,500 per day? Guess what? This group would be ahead of Alaska, Washington, D.C., Vermont, and Wyoming. So it's not a harmless thing that we're talking about here, folks. New York City Mayor Eric Adams warned the federal COVID-19 immigration law for Title 42 expiration may force the city to slash public services to deal with an unexpected influx of illegal immigration. Our shelter system is full. We're nearly out of money, staff, space. Truth be told, if corrective measures are not taken soon, we may very well be forced to cut or curtail programs New Yorkers rely on. And the pathway to house thousands more is uncertain. This is what this guy said on Sunday. There are not choices. These are not choices we want to make, but they may become necessary. And I refuse to be forced to choose new arrivals over current New Yorkers. I'll say it again. We need a plan. We need assistance, and we need it now. Well, you know what, Eric Adams? I suggest you talk to the Biden administration. They said New York has received tens of thousands of individuals who illegally crossed into the U.S.-Mexico border. The governors of Arizona and Texas have repeatedly sent busloads of people to New York, Chicago, and D.C., while the Democrat mayor of El Paso, Texas, has done the same. He doesn't want them either. I just want you to understand the real problem here. Maybe these facts will help you debate these levels on these policies.
Jackson Radio Show.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. This may suddenly be a stay-at-home kind of holiday weekend, despite your long-ago planned trip to the relatives. the weather is not cooperating. National Weather Service meteorologist Brandon Hoving says the Great Lakes region may be ground zero for the storm.
If at all possible, folks should consider wrapping up travel plans by Thursday morning because we are expecting snow to move into the region by Thursday evening. And really, Friday is the day things go way downhill.
The count of canceled flights so far today, nearly 500, according to FlightAware.com's misery map. They're racing the storm on Capitol Hill, trying to approve that big year-long federal spending bill and get out of town before the storm hits the Mid-Atlantic. The House Ways and Means Committee is also meeting, trying to decide whether to release to the public years of Donald Trump's tax returns. The Supreme Court last month cleared the way for the possible release. Rich Johnson, USA News.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Looking at each race separately, I wasn't making that up. We had a bunch of close races. We ended up having a candidate quality time. Anybody remember who mentioned that back in August? Look at Arizona. Look at New Hampshire. And a challenging situation in Georgia as well. We did, by we, I mean the Senate Leadership Fund, did intervene in two primaries, in Alabama and in Missouri. And I do think we have an opportunity to relearn one more time. You have to have quality candidates to win competitive Senate races. We went through this in 2010, 2012, Christine O'Donnell, Sharon Angle, Todd Akin, Richard Murdoch, and unfortunately revisited that situation in 2022. Our ability to control the primary outcome was quite limited in 22 because of the support of the former president proved to be very decisive in these primaries. So my view was, do the best you can with the cards you're dealt. Hopefully in the next cycle, we'll have quality candidates everywhere and a better outcome.
Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson there. That was Mitch McConnell. I will tell you, that has got to be the worst commentary about getting your butt kicked I've ever heard in my life. Kevin Jackson here, the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Where do I start? He says, essentially, Mitch McConnell is, he's beating up on fellow Republicans. And I'm just going to, let me just start by saying this. This is the best way to begin. Look at our competition. Look at the record of Joe Biden and tell me that's going to be your chance. We have quality candidates or candidates. I'll get to that in a bit. Let's just look at the record of Joe Biden. Forget who you had. You could have had Mickey Mouse. You could have had the illegitimate kids of Mickey Mouse and a, you know, some street hooker and still gotten the Republicans elected. What a litany of nonsense. I literally want to respond to this and say, I'll make a video because I'm outraged. How could you say, we intervened in two primaries? And what's he saying? Oh, we won these two? The Republicans, by the way, I want you to understand, folks, this is the Republican Party that is so good at marketing that Democrats believe Lincoln, people believe Lincoln was a Democrat, and they believe the Democrats freed the slaves. They believe that the Republicans are the party of the KKK. They believe the Democrats are the party of philanthropy and human rights, etc., when these are the people who own slaves and used to lynch Negroes. And this is the guy telling you, well, it wasn't my fault. I mean, you know, so what? Joe Biden was a train wreck. So what? The Democrat Party has made independents so bad, so mad that two-thirds of them vote for Republicans now. So winning two-thirds of independents, he couldn't carry the weight of the Republican Party because it was Donald Trump's fault, right? Donald Trump, the former president. He won't even say his name, former president. By the way, if you don't know politics, by McConnell not mentioning Trump's name, he's telling you all you need to know. He hates him. How do Republicans expect to win when they've got a guy who solidly has, at least at one point, mid to high 40% of the Republicans that liked him? And you say, I'm gonna piss him off. On no political planet would you do this. You'd say, look, if you've got, somebody's got 15, 20% of the vote, they get your voice. They have a voice. 30%, you got a seat at the table. 40%, you, for the most part, you're a quorum. Because the other side's only got four. How many people do you think like McConnell? How many people do you think would vote for McConnell or McCarthy? How well liked do you think the Republicans are in general? I could go on. Trump has a majority over them in everything, and he's on the downslide. He's not helping himself. I love this, though. Here's the lesson that, and by the way, the Republican Party is saying this about the non-red wave. We gotta regroup. We gotta understand things. I heard Rona McDaniel talking about we gotta really look at how abortion played in all of this. No, we don't. See, that's what weak-kneed sissy Republicans do. Oh, we've got to relook at our strategy of closing the border. Look at the border right now and tell me we need to relook at our strategy. 2,500 people a day in El Paso, folks. That's one location. That's not Arizona. That's not New Mexico. That's not California. That's just in one location. So, look at the, again, outcomes. Inflation. Your food price has gone down. Your fuel price has gone. Oh, Kevin, they've dropped the gasoline price. Let me tell you something. So what? It's still a buck minimum higher than it was under Trump. How's that 401k working out for you? Is it going up? Is it going down? What's happening with it? How's your housing going? I read where Ford's electric vehicle is 40% higher than it was last year. 40%. Want to buy a used car? I dare you. Go look. Everything is impacted. McConnell couldn't have had things teed up better if he were a three-year-old playing t-ball. What did it take for him to win as a Republican? That's what I want to know. What did it take? Any Republican listening to that clip should be offended by that clown. And let me tell you right now, I know this with 100% certainty. As I live and breathe and sit here in this very moment, the Republicans are plotting to take Trump out, which means we're going to have a splintered party. We're going to be holding our noses at the Republicans. And by the way, I love how McConnell says, we've got an opportunity to relearn and we've got to have quality candidates, right? So what he's saying is a doctor, Dr. Oz in Pennsylvania, was less qualified than a dude who had a stroke whose record I looked at. He's got a record of achieving absolutely nothing. Meanwhile, the guy that's in charge of all of them, the head of the Democratic Party, the El Jefe, is a brain-dead moron who just the other day spewed out a whole new litany of lies. We played it the other day. We played Biden. My uncle received the Purple Heart, and I gave it to him. My daddy said this or that, and they found out, fact-checking Joe Biden, none of it was true. Not one ounce of it was true. And yet, what are they doing? What are they doing to challenge him? What have we learned about the DOJ under Barack Obama and under Joe Biden? What have we learned? What have we learned about Hunter Biden? What is it? Let me ask you. Here's the question we should be asking Republicans. What more can we give you so you can guarantee yourselves a win? What else could you have had? You have dirt on Hunter Biden, James Biden, and the big guy, Joe Biden. You got Hillary Clinton, who we know lied about. She's the one who started the whole Russiagate stuff. What did they do on that? We've got rampant inflation, rampant unemployment. Oh, there are jobs. Nobody wants them. We got more people on welfare than at any time in history. How much teed up do you need it before you can knock it out of the park? Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, folks, the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255.
We intervened in two primaries.
So all the hundreds of millions of dollars that went into the political system for the Republicans, and the Republican Party intervened in two primaries. And what was interesting is they put their money, they took money out of Arizona that could have gone to Blake Masters, and gave it to Murkowski, who was running against another Republican. Murkowski was going to lose. All to help a rhino Murkowski win. That's what he did. The nerve of this guy. The quality of his candidates. I would love to understand, what defines quality for the Republicans? Please explain. I mean, I know we've got some good senators, but I don't think that McConnell's picking them. Am I saying we had the best picks? No. But the Republicans aren't impressing me with their picks either. More when we come back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
What they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Looking at each race separately, I wasn't making that up. We had a bunch of close races. We ended up having a candidate quality time. Anybody remember who mentioned that back in August? Look at Arizona. Look at New Hampshire. And a challenging situation in Georgia as well. We did, by we, I mean the Senate Leadership Fund, did intervene in two primaries, in Alabama and in Missouri. And I do think we had an opportunity to relearn one more time. You have to have quality candidates to win competitive Senate races.
Mitch McConnell wanting to spike the football on a couple of wins that he had, and he says he's the reason for it. It wasn't Trump. It wasn't the people. No, it was the Senate Fund, National Senate Fund. That's what did it. So he intervenes, we win. Trump intervenes, you lose. The amount of infighting for the Republicans is shameful. And here's what's so sad about it. What's so sad is that Democrats have far more to fight about than we do. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Almost said Netfirk. Netfirk. Kevin Jackson Netfirk. Anyway, we're talking about the Republicans infighting. And normally, I would, like I said, you, it's like siblings in a family. You fight it out, but you still love each other. Let me tell you something. The Republicans who don't like Trump, they hate Trump. And if you like Trump, they hate you too. It is unbelievable the level of vitriol. I'll put it to you this way. People won't believe me when I say this, but it's true. You ready? The Republicans who hate Trump hate him more than the Democrats. It's true. And they are undermining not only Trump, they're undermining the MAGA supporters and they're undermining the party. And you know what they would rather do? They would rather this party be destroyed than for Trump to own it. For Trump to have for Trump to have clout within the party burns them up. It's shocking to me. I can name you people. I'm not going to name them, but I was blown away at the comments that high-level politicos made about Trump. And don't you dare question, like, well, why do you feel that way? Then, boy, you get burned. So McConnell goes on to talk about 2010, 2012. And here's what he does. He names Christine O'Donnell. I remember meeting her. Nice lady. Never run a campaign. You know who? Let me tell you what he's doing. As I remind you of this, I want you to understand what he's talking about. Christine O'Donnell. Do you remember who was endorsing her? How did she get the nomination? How did she steal it from the people that McConnell and those guys had ordained would have it? She was a Tea Party girl. I met Christine O'Donnell. I've told this story two or three times. That's it. But I met her. Cute girl. Very giving. I remember when we were talking about something and sharing data, and she says, Kevin, contact my guy. Gave me his number. And sure enough, I called the guy. He says, man, Christine's serious. Because I was like, it's pretty unusual that people do what they say. He says she does it. You may not remember. They accused her of being a Wiccan. That's how they got rid of her. She's a Wiccan. They're like, what's a Wiccan? Well, they pretty much are like Buddhist. They don't believe in her harming anybody. I don't know much about the Wiccan religion. But they made it appear as though she was a witch. Thus a Wiccan. So anyway, he talked about Christine O'Donnell. Then he talked about Sharon Angle. She was out of Arizona and ran against Harry Reid. And in my opinion, defeated Harry Reid. And they did the old miraculous, well, how many votes do we need? And they found the number of votes they needed to get rid of Sharon Angle. And I met her too. She's not a wacko. She's got a great head on her shoulders. But they demonize her to no end. And here's the reason. You don't go around who the GOP has picked. And Sharon Angle did it. And you know who upset the apple cart? You know who was a fan of Sharon Angle and how she won that nomination? If you said Tea Party, holy mother of Ethan Allen and Paul Revere, because you get the prize. Like Christine O'Donnell, Sharon Angle, darling of the Tea Party movement, people who said, we're going to put staunch conservatives into office. You want to know how tough it is to get a staunch conservative in the office? Ask Donald Trump. And I'm not telling you Trump is right all the time, because he's certainly not. So now people are going, well, why is he endorsing Kevin McCarthy? Who else is he going to endorse? Andy Biggs? Can he win? Maybe. I would have liked to have seen Andy Biggs as a Speaker of the House. It is what it is. I don't know who's going to win, but will it be McCarthy? I guess. I don't know. Maybe he's already been picked, for all I know. I'm not keeping up. But I know Andy well, and he'd be great. But you open up a can of worms when, you know, you go against the grain. I don't know who ordained Kevin McCarthy to be the next in line of ascension, but he is it. I think he's been it once. So anyway, Sharon Angle was one. Todd Akin. Todd Akin was a nice guy. Weird. He was a weird guy. Straight-laced dude. Nice. But had built a political career on, I mean, well, he was a congressman. And when he ran for Senate, man, they dogged this guy. And he, I'll admit, Todd is an odd bird. Odd bird. But he didn't deserve to get rolled over. And he ended up, it was something involving women. I can't remember what got him smoked. But it was something involving women. And then he mentioned, I think, a guy named Claude Murdoch, who I don't know. Can't tell you anything about him or her. I'm assuming Claude is a man's name, not Claudie or Claudine. But then he goes on, he says, 2022 was limited due to the former president. Former president, he's resource limited. So I go back to, okay, so you want to, like the Democrats, orange man bad, McConnell good. So Donald Trump is the reason why the Republicans got their butts kicked when, oh, by the way, for those of you paying attention, we destroyed the left in Florida. Destroyed them. It was a recipe for the entire country. And you know what McConnell didn't do? You want to know what McCarthy didn't do? The two Mac daddies? What they didn't do was make sure that we wouldn't get cheated out of the elections. That's what they didn't do. They had 2 years to prep. But you know what they did instead? They said, let's move on. Nothing to see here. And as Trump has sounded the alarm bell and denied everything that they've accused him of, and guess what? It came to fruition. Every time Trump said, I didn't do that. These people are lying. They did it. And sure enough, we learn it to be true, and still, Team McConnell goes against him. At the very end of that video, here's what he says, McConnell. Oh, you do the best you can, but if you get quality candidates, you have a better outcome. So, let's just recap. You think that Katie Hobbs is better than Carrie Lake? Because only a moron would think that. And while I wasn't a fan of Blake Masters in the primary, I'll tell you this. The person he ran against here locally, Mark Kelly, he's much smarter than Mark Kelly. He's much more qualified in so many ways. What's wrong with him? And what other races did we have? In other words, I give you the litany of leftist candidates that we ran against, and what Mitch McConnell did was throw every one of these, maybe they weren't the tier one, maybe they were the B team. I'll tell you this, I'll take a D team of conservatives over an A plus team of leftists any day of the week. McConnell has given these guys fodder. Anybody that isn't ordained by the Republican Party to move forward is a pariah, and don't vote for him. Don't do anything for him. How shameful. We could have swept these elections all around the country.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.